This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And today, because it's Monday, I welcome Big Jim Fallah.
Boom! Jimmy, there's our guy.
Great to be back with you.
What a treat.
Live and in one piece.
It matters.
So, where would you like to go from here? Would you like to go to Matthew Perry's hot tub or to Utica, New York?
Well, we have...
Player's choice.
We have a lot of places to be, so let's do it in steps.
Okay.
Yeah. R.I.P. Matthew Perry, obviously.
I was... not at all surprised to hear that, but really sad.
Yeah, I mean, sadder when I realized it was in the Pacific Palisades, which is not far from where you live.
Actually, like, have a home in the Pacific Palisades.
Now I understand why he was going through so much. It's like, if I have to see that chick from MTV around here at the Starbucks.
He had withdrawals from the 4th of July.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Maybe he was
so depressed because he wasn't invited to our 4th of July party.
Well, again, I don't know that there's anywhere in the world where someone would be better off if only they hung out with you and me on the 4th of July. Because that... you know, that's not prolonging anyone's life expectancy.
Also, Matthew Perry, God rest his soul, would have been like, wow, you know, I thought I had a problem with substances.
Oh, yeah.
That was child's play compared to what's going on.
Make no comparison. If someone ever, we should be doing a show called, it shouldn't be called Kennedy Saves the World. On Mondays, it should be called We Shouldn't Be Alive. Because everything we've done on the road, and I think that's the point, is we're going to talk about our gig in Utica, November the 11th.
That's absolutely right.
Very touch and go. Like, if I was betting in Vegas, I haven't seen the odds yet on us surviving that gig. They can't be great.
We wouldn't survive making it to Vegas to bet in the first place.
No, that's we wouldn't even get the bet down.
If we got there, they wouldn't let us in the sports book.
No, we need an app. Yeah. Here's the problem, man. Especially with Utica, and I need to give you this intel briefing because we haven't had time to talk about it off the air. There are very passionate people. There are wonderful people.
That's great. That's what I want to hear.
But it's a big Italian enclave. They make a dish. It's called Utica Greens.
I've heard of this. Jim, you have explained this to me, but I want people to know if they do, in fact, make the trek to Utica to see the Last and Liberty Tour.
Yes.
Because this is the last stop
last
in 2023.
For this year, okay, this is the last shot you got. And you got to wait till 2024. And if we're looking out at the world... does 2024 really feel like a sure thing right now, folks? Get in the car and get up to the Stanley Theater, November the 11th in Utica.
It's really depressing when you put in those terms, but you know, you have to give yourself something to look forward to.
I mean, I have other things I'm supposed to do in like December, but I can't identify anything as my last show of the year because this could be the way it's going right now. The world is a mess, but
it really sucks.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
But the reason this gig matters, though, and everyone listening needs to know that, is now more than ever that, like, little unplug of live comedy is more vital. Like, comedy shows, like, downtown Gotham would be a good example, Gotham Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. They're not only selling out shows, they're adding shows right now because people need to get the hell out of the house and away from all of this.
Well, and also people get insulted because if you bring something up that, that doesn't have to do with war in Gaza, you're a horrible person.
I know.
You're an awful person who doesn't care. You are selfish and an ostrich, and you don't deserve to live, and you certainly don't deserve to laugh. So many people have felt bad making jokes about anything that they need to be around other people.
Yeah.
They need a comedy collective where they can just let loose and, in my case, heckle people.
Thank you. Comedy for a lot of people is a coping mechanism, and the idiots trying to take that lane away don't realize they're doing more harm than good. Because people in this country right now feel like they're on the verge of snapping. And when you get out and laugh, it kind of takes the edge off a little bit. Because everybody has a different way of processing horrible things. We've discussed this in the past. We're from the generation that watched the space shuttle explode on live television. Mm-hmm. And what did we do? We ran out and started telling jokes about
it. About Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, thank you. As bad as that might seem to
It's awful.
As bad as it might seem to some people, it's how others got through the trauma. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality of November 11th. It's kind of a coping mechanism for the world.
See, I know people would want to exploit the tragedy of Matthew Perry's death and make some Halloween joke about bobbing for friends in a hot tub. And I'm not going to let that happen.
No, because that would also undercut my upcoming book about Matthew Perry. I'm kidding. My musical comedy I'm writing. Yeah. No, I kid. But the truth is everybody needs to laugh, and that's why everybody needs to go to Utica. Eat some Utica greens.
It doesn't mean that you don't acknowledge or you're not moved by tragedy. Whether it's someone's life, someone who has been in the throes of addiction and a mental health crisis for decades, who's been very open and honest about that, who has helped people, whose death might shine light on that, or civilians who are losing their lives by the thousands in the Middle East. You still acknowledge those things. Having said that,
thank you.
Some dick and butthole jokes aren't going to kill anyone.
No, everybody's going to be okay, folks. The world is on fire, and comedians aren't setting the blazes. Okay, all we're doing is roasting marshmallows off the flames.
Who doesn't love s'mores, Jim?
Come on!
I was thinking about s'mores today.
Thank you. Well, I was told by wardrobe to stop thinking about s'mores. Like, you look a little chunky in your suit.
Yep. Jim, I will talk to you next Monday.
That's a thing.
And then we really got to prime the pump for Utica. What do you think your eulogy will be for Matthew Perry?
I'm going to say...
Because you're obviously going to be invited as the seventh friend.
Well,
you'll be...
I'll blame Ross or something like that.
Probably right.
Good talk.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World. Along with Jimmy Failla, I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.